For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. On last week's Century of Lies program, I asked two guests for their opinions. Should we use the word legalize when talking about drug reform? First, I asked a reformer from British Columbia, Jillian Maxwell, for her opinion, and then Danny Kushlick, the head of the British reform organization Transform.
I'm not too sure that I agree with you that it's kind of commonplace to talk about it. People tend to just freak out, and because it implies that you're going to be sort of having, as somebody said this morning, crystal meth and vending machines in schools. Of course, that's never going to happen, but you know, people go to extremes and go, well, then we can never talk about this. So we're suggesting we say, let's just talk about regulation and what regulation would look like, and whether that's a tight set of regulations or a very broad set, there has to be. We have regulations. We have to have them. We're clear that we don't want small children accessing drugs easily, or even we don't want people in schools promoting drugs to kids. So there's certain parameters I think we all agree on where regulations are needed. And we had a very interesting discussion in the seminar this morning about, is regulation too tight? Don't you have to have some kind of sort of advertising so that people and kids are aware of what they're taking? All of those things.
Director of the British reform organization Transform, Danny Kushlick.
I take great hope from the fact that people are willing to talk about legalization. It has been a taboo amongst, certainly in the US, up until fairly recently, and almost the party line was don't talk about legalization, only talk about control and regulation. Two things on that, though. One is that legalization is a process, not an outcome. We're a campaign for the control and regulation of drugs, not a campaign for legalization. What we want to see is currently prohibited drugs legally controlled and regulated. Now, the process by which we get there happens to be legalization, but that's an ideological position. So we're not ideologues. What we're out for is a better world where drugs are controlled and regulated, not one where we win arguments and can champion a cause and say the L word when and where we want. This is about making the world a better place in which to live. Secondly, just in terms of the UK, there's a conservative leadership contest going on at the moment, and one of the contenders is a young guy called David Cameron, who, when he served on the Home Affairs Select Committee, a cross-party group running a drugs inquiry in 2001-2002, one of the recommendations was to call upon the UK government to initiate a discussion at the UN on alternatives to prohibition, including the legalization of drugs. He could be the next leader of the Conservative Party. So we could have an out-legalizer who's actually heading up the second largest party in the UK.
I'm not afraid to say it. Legalize it all. Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.